A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Matas Masei. Sorry. A good Erev Rosh Chodesh. One of the more challenging, I believe, sections of the Torah is the whole discussion in the second Parsha, Parshas Masei, which details the tremendous travels of the Jewish people throughout the desert as they left Mitzrayim to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why is it necessary for the Torah to give us such a detailed itinerary of one-time event that happened thousands of years ago? So one of the early commentators, Urayim, one of the Rishonim, has a very interesting insight. He says, we know there's a prohibition in the Torah that forbids Jews to live in Mitzrayim, to live in Egypt, but we have a problem with that, because historically we know it's not true. Historically we know there have been great communities, some of our greatest Rishonim, including the Rambam, lived in Egypt. Therefore explains the Urayim that the prohibition isn't just to live in Mitzrayim, but he says that part of the prohibition is to travel back to Mitzrayim specifically in that same itinerary that the Jews left Egypt to go to Eretz Yisrael. We cannot follow the exact same itinerary in reverse. We cannot travel to Mitzrayim the exact same route that the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, traveled specifically out of Mitzrayim. Fascinating concept. But what does it mean? Why would I not be able to do that? Why would that be a prohibition? Why would that be part of the prohibition living in Egypt? I believe the answer can be given by a beautiful insight from the Sfas Emes. The great Hasidic master says that when the Jewish people traveled from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael, every stage of the way was not just a geographical experience. It wasn't just a beautiful tour. It wasn't sightseeing. But it was a spiritual endeavor to break certain of the midos that we picked up in Mitzrayim. And as we try to release ourselves of those spiritual shackles going to Eretz Yisrael. Indeed, he says, we know that there are 42 major stops, and as Rashi tells us, 8 other ones, gives us a total of 50, 50 meaning the 50 levels of purity. With that idea, we can say that what the Urayim is saying to us is that since the Jewish people grew in spiritual levels, leaving this specific route, traveling this route, going from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael, elevating themselves at every specific location, had a very specific spiritual experience for them. Therefore, the Urayim says, the Torah is teaching us, we cannot go backwards. We cannot undo what we have grown, what we have gained within ourselves. Fascinating notion. Because what it's telling us is that sometimes in life, when we obtain a certain level of spirituality, a certain level of growth, but then sometimes we get tired. And I find this, if I can be honest, as I get older, that, you know, I've accomplished certain things and certain things I've done. Okay, and I say to myself, you know what? Okay, you did that for many years, for decades. You don't have to be so strict on that. The Torah says to us, don't go backwards. Never go back to Mitzrayim. Surely you can't live there, and you can't even travel back there. We may have other issues we're dealing with, but don't undo the travel, the journey you've already done. Good Shabbos.